The work week is wrapping up with quiet weather across New York and western New England. We're still in the season of spring, and it's definitely a spring day, though it's more like an early May day than an early to mid-June day across the region. Temperatures this afternoon have come up into the 60s and 70s, so we are running below normal. The dew point temperatures are quite low. That means it doesn't feel very humid at all. And we have a gusty breeze that has been blowing at times up over 25 miles per hour. For most of us, it's bright and sunny this afternoon. It is a little bit cloudier across the north, especially through Vermont, and also far east through portions of central and eastern Massachusetts this afternoon. There's still some stubborn cloudiness that even brought some showers to portions of the north country last night. Those clouds will slowly break up as the night moves along. And it'll be a cool night across New York and western New England as temperatures fall back mainly into the 40s. We'll have partly cloudy to mainly clear skies. A few patches of fog are possible as we go through the night. Then moving into the day tomorrow, things will turn unsettled once again as a disturbance comes at us from the west. So we'll see increasing clouds. It'll also increase the chances for rain and thunder as we go through the day tomorrow. It's possible that we will have a couple of waves of rain and thunder come through, one late morning and early afternoon, and then a shot at some more showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Now, some of the storms tomorrow do have the potential to become severe, with torrential downpours, frequent vivid lightning, hail, and strong gusty winds. It's even in the realm of possibility that there's an isolated tornado in our area tomorrow, so you want to stay on top of the weather situation as it develops. And if there is threatening weather in your area, be sure to seek shelter until that storm safely passes. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 70s. Weather will settle down on Sunday behind that stormy weather tomorrow, though it will turn cooler, especially from the capital region on north. And a gusty breeze will make it feel cooler. Some showers are possible, especially across the north country, as we move through the day on Sunday. And now, here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the north country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, cool, some fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely, high 70 to 75. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely, high 70 to 75. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, cool, some fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, showers and thunderstorms likely, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, cool, some fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Sunday, a blend of clouds and sun, a chance of showers mainly north, windy with highs in the 60s and 70s, and on Monday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of showers mainly north, breezy with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.